Growing up, my brother and I had this awesome video game that we used to play all the time. It was a college football game. And the purpose of the game was to try to play a season and win the Heisman Trophy at the end of the year. And so my brother and I were in the middle of playing one of these seasons, and one night my mom says, "Hey guys, come on, it's time to set the table and get ready for dinner." Like, "Hold on, Mom, just 3 minutes left in the game. We're trying to wrap up this Heisman Trophy." And she says, "I wish y'all would just set that Heisman down for just a minute and come and set and do what you're told and set the table." And we looked at her mom and said, "Mom, you don't even know what the Heisman Trophy is." And she goes, "Yes, I do. It's that trophy that looks like this." And immediately my brother and I dropped what we were doing and went over to set the table. And I share that story for a couple of reasons. First of all, our moms know a lot more about us than sometimes we would like to believe. And Mary is no different. We celebrate her feast day today, the Immaculate Conception of Mary, who's the mother of God, the mother of Jesus. And she knew a whole lot about Jesus. And that's why she has a special place picked out for us and in our faith, because she is the mother of Jesus. She knows a lot about her son. Second reason I share that story is because the Heisman Trophy is sort of a big deal. On Saturday in New York, the best college player in the country is going to be awarded with the Heisman Trophy. And while it's exciting to look and find out and watch the whole season to see who's it going to be that's going to capture this honor, it also reminds us that this person, this player, is the best player in all of college football. He embodies the best of what we hope to see in young college athletes. And so on Saturday, we'll get to find out who this year's top college player will be. Personally, I like Gerhardt, the kid from Stanford. I thought he had the best season all around. But we'll see what happens on Saturday. But Mary, in a special way, is connected. Mary's kind of like that Heisman Trophy. Because in the history of humanity, Mary has the pinnacle place. She has the top spot of all of us. She has won the Heisman Trophy because of her undevoted faithfulness to the Lord. Because she never gave up. Because she continued to do exactly what the Lord said. She had the opportunity to say yes to the Lord. She had the opportunity to carry the Lord in her womb. She had the opportunity to raise Jesus, to nurture Him, and to provide for His needs. And Mary holds a special place for us as Catholics, because she is the pinnacle of all humanity, of the one who was born without sin, for one reason: to be able to follow the Lord's call freely and without any reservations. In the first reading today, we hear from the book of Genesis that Eve was also made in that same light of being no sin on her soul. But she chose not to follow the Lord. She chose to make a poor decision. And then original sin came into the world, and we inherited that sin from our first parents. Mary comes along and she's the new Eve. Because Mary was given the same opportunity that Eve was, no sin on her soul, and she had a decision to make. Was she going to follow the Lord, or was she not? It's important for us as Catholics to know that she was conceived without sin, because she had to make that choice to follow the Lord out of her own free will. If she would have had sin on her soul, if she would have had the same original sin that each one of us would have, she might not have said yes. Or she might have said yes for the wrong reasons. Think about it. If one of us were given that option to follow the Lord, what would our motivation be for saying yes? Would it be because we'd be famous? The whole world's going to know that I'm the mom of Jesus. Okay? Or would we do it out of fear? Uh-oh, what's God going to do to me if I say no? But Mary had to be without sin, because she had to freely say, "You know what? I'm going to do this because I want to do it. Because I want to follow the Lord, and nothing else is going to take away from that decision. It's just going to be me saying yes to the Lord." And so for that reason, we honor Mary. We ask her to continue to pray for us. We look up to her as a model of faith, as sort of the Heisman Trophy of humanity, because she is the model that all of us hope to follow. We hope to follow in her footsteps. We hope to make the same great decisions that she did. And the words of the angel Gabriel in today's gospel speak to all of us when he says, "Do not be afraid, for Mary showed no fear in following the Lord." So too must we show no fear in following the Lord in our lives. As we continue to celebrate this liturgy today, we give God great thanks for that example of Mary that we have in our lives. We ask her to continue to pray for us and to intercede for us. And we also ask God to help us open our hearts to be more like Mary, to say yes to Him for the right reasons.